I'm back. It was a very busy weekend, and I haven't podcasted since last week, and mostly because I didn't have much to say last week, but I do have several things I want to talk about tonight. I have a list here. The first thing on the list is the weekend. As some of you know, my partner had his birthday on Thursday. He turned 48, so we spent the weekend doing birthday kinds of things and had a very nice time celebrating his birthday. And that included gifts and cake and wine and wineries and visits and shopping and stuff like that. So we had a very nice weekend. And I have that to look forward to in May when I turn 48. But we had a very nice time, and I think he enjoyed his birthday. On my list, I also have a father update. As many of you know, my father back in December, I think I told the story already, fell and broke his hip, and he's been in a rehab facility since December 26th. Well, I found out this weekend that he's being released from the facility on February 7th. He has built muscle, he's gained weight, and he's walking with a cane. And my sister sent us all a video that she took with her iPhone of my father walking down the hall with a cane, and then he holds the cane up in the air and continues to walk without the cane. So he is just about ready to go home. So another week he'll be leaving the facility. But before he can come home, we have to make some modifications to the house. He's still a fall risk. So my brother is going to put grab bars in the bathroom and put a railing up so that he can, because he only has like 3 steps to get up to his front door, but he's going to definitely need a railing to get up those steps. So my brother's going to go this weekend and fix all that. And I'm actually planning to go this weekend and spend the day on Saturday with my dad. So I will have more of an update next week. But in the meantime, while he's back at his house, my brothers and sisters are taking turns taking off a week from work and spending a week with him, literally staying with him so that, you know, they can make sure that he's getting around okay and doing things okay, getting back to normal. And that's going to be over the next month or so that my brothers and sisters have planned. I can't take off a week, so I can't participate in that. But in that time, we're going to be looking for a facility where he can move to, because he says he doesn't want to live in his house by himself anymore because he doesn't think he can take care of the house. So we're going to look for either like an assisted living place or an adult community kind of thing where he has total freedom, but there are people there who can take care of them if he needs that. But we'll see. We're working on it. We've got a couple things in the plan to check out, so that will be coming up in the weeks to come. So my father is doing much better and moving right along to recovery. Now, moving on to less or more mundane things or less important things. Has anybody noticed the format of the Rosie show changing? When Rosie first got her show on Oprah's own network, it was like part game show, part variety show, part talk show, part, you know, and it was kind of all over the place. And I watched maybe 2 episodes and said, okay, this is not for me. Well, last week, I think it was last week, may have been the week before, but I think last week her format changed to, it's called Rosie One-on-One, where she has one celebrity person on there and she talks with that person for an entire hour, and there's no games, there's no hoopla and all that stuff. It's really just the two people sit at a desk and talk about all kinds of things. She had Kathy Griffin on there and Joe Rogan, and I have no idea who she has tonight. I could find out because it's on right now, but I don't know. I don't remember what channel is Oprah's network. I think it's, well, on my, there it is, on 149. Oh, it's Dr. Oz. She's talking to Dr. Oz. I don't care about that. I'm not taping that show anymore. I'm just, every once in a while I'll catch it. But I saw the new format, and I actually think this format's better because they can get into some deep discussions talking to one person for an hour. So I like the new format, but I'm still not going to tape it. Now, the SAG Awards were held last night, and it seems like The Help got lots of actors, as they call them. Octavia something. I don't remember their names. The two black ladies who were in The Help both won SAG Awards, and then they won, I guess it's their version of the best movie. They call it Best Ensemble Cast, I think. Well, The Help won for that, too. And I thought that was interesting because just yesterday, on Sunday, we watched The Help. I still have a credit on iTunes, so I watched. We loaded it up on the Apple TV and watched it on my TV. And that is a really good movie. Now, my partner read the book last summer and really enjoyed it. And plus, I just wanted to see The Help because I knew it was on iTunes and I knew it had gotten lots of nominations for all different things. So I watched that movie, and that was probably one of the best movies I've seen in a very, very long time. I no longer go to the movie theater, so I had no plans to see anything in the theater. I do want to see Moneyball as well, because of Jonah Hill getting an Oscar and Brad Pitt not getting an Oscar, being nominated. So I think I'll probably watch that on iTunes as well. But The Help was, I don't know, have you guys seen The Help? I don't know. But it was such a good movie. Some of the stories, I just couldn't believe. Like, the whole thing about the help, or the, as they call them, the coloreds, or the Negroes, could not use the same bathroom as the people that they worked for. And I had never thought about that. Like, you know, if you're a maid in someone's house, surely you'd be able to use their bathroom. But no. And I don't know if this is, you know, factually accurate, but I just thought that was so odd. And then the whole thing about touching the silverware and touching the plates and stuff. Like, if you worked there and you had your breakfast or your lunch or whatever, you had to use separate plates and separate silverware from the people you worked for. And I just thought that was so odd, because of course I know all the whole separate but equal in, you know, restaurants and theaters and bathrooms and water fountains and all that, but I didn't realize it had gotten all the way down to the individual level of someone who you worked for, and I just found that very odd. So again, I don't know if it's factually accurate, but that was just really throwing me off. Anyway, it was a very good movie, and I totally enjoyed it. And look forward to seeing some other Oscar-nominated movies. Moving right along, tomorrow is the Florida primary. And right now, Romney's up in the polls like 42 to 27%, you know, versus Newt Gingrich. And Romney's outspending Newt Gingrich by like $12 million on ads that are playing down in Florida. I do think that Romney will win Florida, but I do think that Gingrich will come in second, and I don't know that it's going to be that far apart in terms of the percentages, 42% to 27%, but again, we will find out. I don't know what primary comes up next. I don't think it's Super Tuesday, but I think it's a long way away. It might be, I don't know, but I just love, I don't know if you saw the last debate, I believe it was last Thursday, where they were in Florida. Were they in Florida? Yeah, they were in Jacksonville, Florida. And Rick Santorum, you know, he said, "I think we should all stop bickering and, you know, talk about the issues." And while that's great, I would prefer them stick to bickering at each other, especially Romney and Gingrich, which they did. That lasted about 30 seconds, and then they got right back into it. So the more they yell at each other and fight with each other, the better chances of people getting turned off by them and either not voting at all or voting for Obama. So that's always the plan. Last thing on my list here are my taxes. I got my W-2 today, and as probably I can guess, I didn't make nearly as much money as I thought I made last year. At least I thought I was going to make. So I don't know what my tax refund is going to be. It won't matter what the money amount is. It's all going to pay down the credit card, because I've slowly racked up the credit card buying things here and there. So that's definitely going to, you know, go to the credit card. But I don't know if I have all my paperwork yet. I've got my W-2, I've got my interest from my mortgage, I've got my interest from my credit union, the 1099 from my state taxes. I don't know if I have everything yet, so I have to, of course, make sure I have all the paperwork before I sit down to do the taxes, because that would suck if I submit my taxes and then come to find out there was something I was missing. So I might wait a week or two before I do that. But the taxes are coming. And the thing is, I should do them early because I get a refund. It's not like I have to wait to do my taxes because I have to pay. So taxes are on my mind, especially the refund. Oh, can't tell you. Anyway, that's all I have on my list. And I'm sorry I didn't podcast last Thursday. I just didn't have anything to say. So, but I'm back. And tomorrow night I'll probably be, well, I don't know what I'll be talking about tomorrow night because it'll be before the primary results come in. We'll see. I don't know. All right, well, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.